Happy St. Patty's Day, Elizabeth and Radar.
See, you can do the accent. I can't.
I can't a little bit.
It's Elizabeth and Reed. I can't even do it.
You sound like a leprechaun over there, Elizabeth. You're fine. We're going to have a little bit of fun with the Irish and some of the Irish slang. And a matter of fact, I can play Irish with my accent, but we need to bring somebody who's really Irish into 100%. The studio. And that is our Captain Jack. Let me call you Captain Jack over here. Jack, who works in our promotion department, Mr. Irish.
Jack, tell everybody how Irish you are.
I'm a dual citizen, so I'm an Irish citizen and an American citizen. My dad is from Ireland. He's from Dublin. So
does he have an actual accent?
I'd say Thursday. He'd say Thursday.
Thursday.
He can't pronounce 13.
Wait, the number 13 is what?
13.
13.
13. Okay. 13.
Or 33.
Well, he'd be proud of you because you're dressed like a leprechaun today. So it looks really good.
I know you're wearing green and everything. So does your family go all out on St. Patty's Day, like next level?
Yeah, usually. There'll be something that's kind of like my granny would make. So maybe some scones or some green beer. We kind of American it up.
Love it.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Now, there's some Irish limericks like, may the road rise up. What is that?
To meet you. May the wind always be at your back. May the devil not know you're dead 30 minutes while you're in heaven or something.
This guy,
like that.
Is
I love it.
On
and
it.
And how do we toast? Slánche.
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 Slánche. We've been saying it wrong for years.
It's okay. That's why I'm here.
Well, so and we, our family, my husband is very Irish. His family's from Cork, and we went to Ireland for our honeymoon. And like he leans real into the Irish culture. And so if there's ever anything Irish anywhere, we've got to have it for the house. We've got to buy it. I mean, I swear, you go to our basement, it's like it's mini Ireland. I mean, like people have such pride. We're all Irish today because it's St. Patty's Day. But there's a sense of pride there for the Irish. And Radar, I know we were talking about some slang terms here in the studio.
Yeah, it's Elizabeth, Radar, and I guess we'll call you Leprechaun Jack today, only because...
Leprechaun Jack. Does that sound Irish?
Hey,
Leprechaun Jack.
You're getting there. No?
No,
I'll go with it.
Jack, give us some Irish slang so we can all sound Irish, even if we can't like, do that accent.
And do your cousins actually say this stuff in Ireland?
Yes. Yeah.
These are real slang terms?
So, like, what's the crack?
What?
Yeah, your man's good crack. That's not a drug reference. It is a meaning, it's a common word, but basically means you're a really good time, you're a really funny person.
Your man's the crack.
Yeah. So we love the crack.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't say it that way.
Careful how you say it.
It's like an adjective. Yeah, your man's good crack.
Okay, I like it. Your man's good crack. Your lady's good crack.
Isn't that why they say, like, what's cracking?
Crack? What's the crack?
Okay.
Got it.
All right.
Okay.
We're doing Irish slang because it is St. Patrick's Day. Okay, Leprechaun Jack.
Yeah, Mom, in case you're listening, it's just slang in Ireland, okay? Don't worry. I'm not on drugs.
Heavy Irish is Jack. So, okay, what do we got for the next one?
That's gas.
Gas?
Yeah. So that means you're really funny, you're amusing.
You Irish, crack, gas, like,
right.
What?
Yeah, it's kind of like they make fun of you, but it's a positive term.
Okay.
That's a positive.
Like a
All
term
right.
of endearment, kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Yeah, Jack, you're pretty gas.
That's
again, I just feel like I wouldn't go up to someone and just say that to them. That would really be an insult, I feel like. But
oh,
okay.
Sorry.
I get it. We're all Irish on St. Patty's Day, and Jack, you've got the dual citizenship, so you know what's up in Ireland.
Then acting the maggot. So you'd say, acting the maggot.
He's acting the maggot?
That means you're acting up or like you're being bold. You're not listening.
Oh, you're acting the maggot over there.
You're acting
Elizabeth
crazy.
Acts the maggot quite a bit.
But it's
I'm
kinda,
sorry, what? I'm saying, I didn't hear you. I wasn't listening.
But it's kind of like a playful, like, they're acting up again, you know?
They're like we all have that friend. When it hits that point in the night where it's like, all right, they've either drank too much or they're on one or who are they texting? And you're like, you're acting the maggot.
And even after today, you can say that. Oh, that one, acting the maggot again.
Oh, boy, watch out.
What?
Okay, what else you got?
And then I think the last one we're going to go with, your man's deadly. Or, oh, that TV show is deadly.
Okay, so this isn't like acting the crack.
No.
Gas.
Gas, maggots, crack, and deadly. Again, the Irish. Like, this is going down a dark, dark road.
Right. So a lot of people don't know.
How many Guinness did y'all have when you made up these words?
Way too many.
Some JMO.
The Irish invented a lot of slang, but basically deadly is you're excellent, or the TV show is excellent last night.
That's a deadly show. It's a good thing. It's not a murder mystery. It's just, it could be a murder mystery, but it's something good.
A lot of the awesome, like, words are opposite. They're like oxymorons.
There you go. So that's how you could kind of remember it a little bit. So when you're out now and you're celebrating on St. Patty's Day.
There you go.
You can have, like, a deadly time. Wait, now I sound British.
No, that was no. good. No, that dead, was good.
That was good?
It was
Killian Murphy would be happy.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.